Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the
window. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, wherever you are in the process of running your business, from challenge to opportunity. We got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Catherine Caputa has deposited quite a bit of wisdom with us over the 7 or so years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. So you can find her name there in our Brain Trust list and go back and check out what she's given us, as well as at her own website. Catherine, give us your website, please.
Self-brand. It's selfbrand.com. S-E-L-F-B-R-A-N-D.com.
Check it out, folks. You can find her books there. Breakthrough Branding, You Are a Brand. What's the woman's book?
The female brand.
That's it. Yeah, we have to come back and talk. We got to come back and talk about that sometime, Catherine.
Exactly.
Okay, we're talking about PR nightmares. How to not walk yourself into a nightmare. How to avoid a landmine when you find yourself in a minefield. Catherine, watch for landmines. Right. What's the rule of holes, don't you, Catherine? The rule of holes is if you find yourself in a hole, stop digging.
Stop digging, right. Well, she dug deeper and deeper. That's what was so incredible. Yeah.
Paula Deen, we're talking about her challenges because of her being honest about racial comments that she's made, the use of different words like the N-word, et cetera, et cetera. And, but she was under oath, and she said some things that she could have said differently, probably, but you're saying that she didn't need to be naive. If a small business owner in a community has a prominent position, something like this could happen to them, couldn't it?
Of course, and it can destroy business, and not only your personal brand, your personal reputation, but it can destroy your business.
Well, if you're a small business owner in Main Street America, your personal brand is your company's brand.
Right, exactly. So you've got to really think any of us could have a disgruntled former employee that sues us, and that's what happened to her. And I think they felt they were being extorted for, this person wanted $1.5 million as a settlement, and they felt, hey, they were innocent. But the thing that she didn't realize is she didn't think about how to answer these questions honestly, but also so wouldn't destroy her business.
It also sounds to me a little bit, I have to be honest with you, Catherine, it sounds to me like she may be guilty of some insensitivity. The way she answers these questions, as if, why would you be upset by that? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what is
surely
a big problem.
She's not that tone deaf.
Yeah. She seemed clueless that this Matt Lauer on the Today Show asked her point blank, do you see why businesses might be offended by you saying these words, using a racial slur like that, the N-word. And she said no.
Oh, my goodness. After having days and days to think about it and maybe be coached about it.
Exactly. I understand and I agree with them. I don't condone this kind of behavior. I am not a racist. In fact, I have, I'm very involved with the African-American community, which apparently she is, and she's done a lot of good deeds. Talk about them.
But did any of them come forward and defend her?
Well, some of them did, yes. Some ministers in Savannah and also Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, again, all of them felt. And that community can be very forgiving, but she needed to actually mobilize them more than just, have a whole slew of them.
Some people who are PR experts say that if something happens, you should be honest about what happened. You shouldn't try to obfuscate. You shouldn't try to be smarmy and try to get around it. You shouldn't be, that you should just come right out and get it out and get it behind you. What do you say?
Yes, but not the way she did, because she was also saying she was the victim in a way. I'm from the South, and that's the way things were done in the South.
Yeah.
So that isn't a smart defense. So whoever was advising her, she wasn't listening to them, or she was getting very bad advice. Because I think part of her success as a chef is that folksy attitude. You know, it's just me, mm-hmm. folks. And her personality was very charming and real and authentic. But that didn't play with this kind of thing because she's got sharks going after her, not only the lawsuit, but the media. You know, they're smelling blood, so they're really going for it.
Well, and that whole scenario is probably going to make it more difficult for her to be redeemed. Because one of the most interesting things that I've observed in my many years in the marketplace, in the U.S. marketplace, Catherine, is that we redeem people. Look at all the people who look at Bill Clinton, for example. Wiener, the guy from New York, is leading the polls in New York City for mayor.
Yes.
I mean, we redeem people, but I'm wondering if Paula Deen, if the way she handled this is going to prevent her from being redeemed.
Oh, no, I think everybody can be redeemed. You know, the United States, we're a very forgiving bunch here.
Yeah.
So, but she's got to do certain things. And I think one of the things that she hasn't done is apologize sincerely and also, you know, condemn using race slurs, say it was, I was ignorant. It was 20 years ago. I made a mistake.
Is there a double standard in America for this kind of thing?
Well, I think there's a double standard. I think she's being hurt because she is from the South, and I think people are presuming maybe what her actions and things she said were much worse than whatever she did.
If you're from the South, it has a heightened impact. But is there a double standard from a racial standpoint? I mean, can a black athlete get away with calling a white person a cracker? You know what I mean?
Of course, it kind of is, but
the main
because
thing
of
here,
our
folks.
History.
Don't be naive and don't be clueless about what's going on around you. Think about it. Get some good help if you find yourself in a challenging PR situation.
And have a positive message.
I like that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.